From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams, the offspring of some of the oldest and biggest trees in the country, will be planted at the Pentagon next spring to honor the victims of the September 11th attacks. The idea of a memorial grove comes from the National Tree Trust, a group chartered by Congress to beautify the nation with trees, and not just any trees. NPR's Howard Burkus reports.
The National Tree Trust plans to use so-called champion trees like these soaking in a fall rain in Utah. 20 red and green ash trees, tall, leafless, and spindly, lean to the ground as if windblown, their roots wrapped in burlap. They await planting in a largely treeless park, and they don't look like much. But they're considered champion trees because they're clones of the biggest and perhaps oldest of their species.
And usually a champion, in our opinion, is the guy that's left standing after all the rest have fallen. There's only one champion. That's the one that we wanted, and that's why we called it the Champion Tree Project.
David Millark is a Michigan tree grower and co-founder of the Champion Tree Project, which scours the nation for the biggest and healthiest specimens of native trees.
We are gathering the genetics of the oldest, largest tree of its species to archive those genetics for future generations to use. With reforestation efforts, these trees genetically would be studied to find out how they were able to survive 4 or 5 times the normal length of life that that species of tree lives to be.
The project is targeting more than 800 trees in every region of the country, from the bald cypress in Florida, more than 10 stories high and 3,000 years old, to a skyscraping cottonwood in Big Timber, Montana. Buds are harvested from the tops of the trees. Cloning processes are used to produce genetic equals, which are then propagated and planted, often in urban reforestation projects. Champion trees are especially prized for that, because typical urban transplants survive only 7 to 10 years, according to George Cates, director of the National Tree Trust.
If the average life of a street tree today is 7 to 10 years, and a 2-inch diameter street tree cost anywhere from $350 to $550. To make that investment for a city every 7 to 10 years gets pretty expensive over time. If these trees have survived the test of time, as they have, perhaps that life can be extended to 30, 40, or 50 years.
Cates adds that older trees absorb more air pollutants and produce more oxygen, shade, and erosion control. But he and David Millark acknowledge that they don't know for sure that these trees will actually survive longer. That's only a hunch. There's no clear scientific evidence that older and bigger trees have superior genes, making them more resistant to disease or the punishment of urban life. Simply planting the clone far from the environment of the parent may change the dynamics of survival. The Champion Tree Project hopes to demonstrate links between age, size, and survivability. George Cates of the National Tree Trust.
It would answer, over a period of time, the age-old question, what role does genetics really play in the survivability of these trees? Because they represent surviving the worst that Mother Nature and man could throw at them over time. Because they, in spite of all that, have lived. They have seen every war. They have seen every turmoil.
This is what Cates had in mind when he approached the Pentagon about a memorial featuring champion trees. Cates is a retired Marine Corps general who sees the victims of the September 11th attacks as champions of freedom. Champion trees will honor them, he says, and provide a comforting message for the nation.
They offer hope to the future. We're going through a very trying time in this country right now, and it's going to be a long time before it's over. And we hope these champions that have survived all these other things will give hope to the American people, saying, we've seen it all, we've come through it, and we're going to do it again.
Cates says plans for the Pentagon Memorial Grove will evolve in the next few months, with the planting of champion trees expected next spring. Howard Burkus, NPR News.